他的儿女,
that we will ask God to protect his children.
再过两个月以后呢, 你发觉呢, 有30个在, 埃塞俄比亚的这个基督徒呢, 又给这些ISIS杀死了。
And then two months later, you find another 30 Ethiopian Christians were also killed by ISIS.
那么你再为这些事情祷告。
Then you will continue to pray for these events.
两个月后在 美国有一个年轻人拿一把手枪把九个在教会里面查禁的 基督徒打死。And
then months later, a young person actually opened fire in church when they were having their Bible study.
全能的神的儿女为什么每一天会因为信仰的缘故受到患难呢？
And then, why is it that the children of this almighty, all-powerful God be suffering?
这个是一个矛盾。
This is a contradiction in itself.
这是在初期教会面对同一样的矛盾。
And actually, beginning of the early churches suffered the same kind of contradictions.
只是呢,他们的患难比起我们现在面对的更严重。
It's only that the kind of sufferings, the kind of words that they found back in those days, actually even more severe.
不单止, 严重, 还有越来越严重。
Not only is it more severe, but it's actually getting more and more severe.
当初期教会的时候, 刚开始的时候呢, 他们的逼迫, 基本上是从犹太人而来。
In the early, in the beginning, that the suffering, the persecution actually were coming from the Jews.
罗马政府呢,是他们伸冤的一个地方。
And the Roman government is actually a place where they actually bring the grievings towards.
后来呢,30年以后呢,出了一个罗马皇呢,叫尼禄。
And the 30 years later, there came a Roman emperor named Nero.
他有一天发神经呢,把自己罗马城呢,都烧了。
And one day he got mad and actually he burned the entire city of Rome.
他呢,就把这个责任呢,推到这些基督徒身上。
And actually he pushed that blame onto Christians.
从此以后呢,基督徒呢,就面对罗马政府的逼迫。
And after that, the Christians were facing persecution from the Roman government.
圣经里面的保罗跟彼得呢,都是这个年代里面, 死的。
To the point that Peter and Paul were actually died during this reign.
但是呢,在尼禄这个年代的时候呢, 逼迫基本上只在这个罗马城,这个城市里面, 其他地方呢,还是平安的。
But actually during the whole time, during the Nero's reign, the persecution was only within the city of Rome. The other areas are just fine.
又过了30年,
and 30 years later,
罗马又出了另外一个皇,
and then another emperor came in Rome.
他的名字叫迪米先,
and his name is Domitian.
他的自己叫自己的是主是神,
he called himself the God Lord.
要求人呢去敬拜他。
He asked everyone to worship him.
如果你不拜他的时候呢, 就代表你对罗马政府不忠。
And if you don't worship him, that means you are not being faithful to the Roman government.
从这个时候开始呢, 基督徒就面对全国性的逼迫。
And from that time forward, the Christians were facing a persecution during the entire area.
我们看圣经的时候呢, 他常说, 义人的道路越走越光明了。
And if you take a look at the scripture, the righteous ones actually, his path will be brighter and brighter.
但是在实质生活上面呢, 基督徒所面对的却是越来越绝望。
But in real life, the kind of life that Christians face was getting worse and worse.
我们 教会的主题呢,是为神发热心。
And the topic that we have in church is about being more zealous towards God.
但是如果你要为神发热心的时候,你必须要解决这个患难这个矛盾。
But if we are actually getting more and more zealous towards God, you have to reconcile the whole contradiction about suffering.
因为呢，没有一个人呢会为了一个我们说各不对版的神呢发热心的。
But we, when we actually for anyone, it's strange to actually try to be zealous towards God when you actually there is such contradictions.
启示录呢，其实就是写在呢，以米先的这个年代。
The book of Revelation was written during the time of Domitian.
是主后95年。
It's actually AD 95 AD.
当时呢，使徒约翰呢，给背叛呢，放逐了。
So actually, disciple, the apostle John was actually was being persecuted and was sent to a deserted island.
嗯哼，那么呢，在这个时候呢，耶稣就通过约翰呢写了几封信呢给当时的教会。
And through Apostle John, you know, God have him write a few letters to the churches in the area.
其中一封信呢，就是写给当时受患难的士美拿教会。
And one of the letters was sent to the Smyrna church in the area.
所以呢，我希望呢，通过这封信，让我们学习怎么去面对因为信耶稣而来的患难呢。
Through this letter, we want to see how we can address the sufferings when we actually believe in God.
第一呢，我想提出一样事情呢，就是在患难中最大的安慰就是神知道。
The first thing we want to bring up is that through suffering, the greatest comfort.It's that God knows.
我们常以为呢，基督徒受逼迫呢，原因就是神看走了眼。
A lot of times we think about Christian sufferings because God is not looking,
just not aware.
No, God wasn't aware of us.
Okay. 所以呢，我们遇到患难的时候，第一个反应呢，就是很努力的祷告，告诉神，我们现在的情形。
So the first reaction that we might have is we actually pray more and more fervently so to let God know.
但是很多时候呢，我们越祷告的时候呢，前面的情形呢越糟糕。
But a lot of times, the more we pray, the worse situation gets.
那么我们心里面就开始怀疑了，神不知道的原因是不是他不关心我们呢？
So we might doubt and say, God doesn't care, is it because he really don't worry about us.
当耶稣写信给这个士美拿教会的时候呢，他告诉他们，我知道。
When the letter to the Smyrna church, it tells the church that he knows.
我相信呢，很简单的一句话，我知道了，给当时在患难的基督徒，却是一个最大的安慰。
And the very phrase of actually.Telling them God knows is probably the greatest comfort to the church at that time.
因为这句话证明耶稣没有忘记我们。
Because this confirms that God, Jesus had not forgotten us.
如果你看下去的时候，你发觉了耶稣不是大概知道我们的苦难，他很清楚的知道我们每一件事情。
If you continue to see that, not only God just know about our suffering, but he knows about all the details.Of where we are at.
第九节讲到了，我知道你的患难。
The verse 9 says, I know all your afflictions.
患难这个字呢，其实在启示录里面呢，我们常常发现有一句话，就是这个大灾难，四年的大灾难，都是跟灾难这个字是同一个字。
So this word in the book of in Revelation, it's actually related to great calamities.
Tribulations.
Tribulations.
是同一个字。
It's the same word.
所以呢，耶稣呢是认同士美拿教会所受的逼迫的严重性。
So Jesus is fully aware of the kind of severity of the suffering that the church of Smyrna is going through.
我不知道呢，你有没有这个经验？
I don't know if you have such experience.
就是有的时候呢，你分享自己的苦难给其他弟兄姐妹。听的时候
and then when you are sharing the kind of sufferings you would you have with other brothers and sisters.
有些不明白的人呢，就会告诉你。
Well, those who are don't quite understand will tell you this.
你只是无病呻吟呢。
You are actually finding something out of nothing.
但是呢，耶稣没有这样子告诉教会。
But Jesus did not tell that to the church.
因为耶稣很清楚知道他们的困难。
Because Jesus knows very detail about their suffering.
就是呢，这封信写给教会的，只有这封信，耶稣有提过他们所受的这个患难。
Even out of the seven letters, this is the only letter where Jesus tell them that he knows the kind of sufferings they are going through.
另外一样事情呢，耶稣提到，我知道你们的贫穷。
And then another point that Jesus pointed out is, I know your poverty.
那如果呢，你去过Turkey 的，土耳其的，你就知道呢，士美拿的这个地方呢，是一个很漂亮、很富裕的地方。
So if you've been to Turkey, you know that Smyrna is actually a very beautiful and rich place.
那通常啊，如果你的城市是很有钱的时候呢，你教会的奉献也应该多啊。
So if your city is actually a very well-off city, your offering to the church is also fairly well off accordingly.
所以呢，你可以说想到，没有人想到呢，士美拿教会是一个贫穷的教会。
And no one would have thought that the Smyrna church would be a poor church.
还有哦，当你穷的时候呢，你一定不喜欢告诉别人。
And also, if you're poor, you don't like to tell others about it.
但是呢，耶稣连我们的只有自己知道的秘密，他也知道。
But even Jesus know all the dark, all the deepest secret that we have.
最后呢，耶稣提到了这些犹太人向教会所讲的毁谤的话。
And then also, Jesus also point out that what the slanders that Jews had towards the church.
这个是跟当时的社会有一个背景有关系的。
There is certain background related to the society at that time.
那当时我们讲过了，这个皇帝呢要求所有人去敬拜他。
At that time, the emperor told everyone to worship him.
要不然呢，你就被判有罪。
Otherwise, you'll be sentenced as with punishment.
但是呢，罗马政府呢有一个例外的。
But the Roman Emperor has an exception.
就是呢，如果你是相信一个很古旧的宗教的时候，你可以继续的去敬拜你的神，你不需要去敬拜这个皇帝。
That is, if you have been worshiping a very old religion, you can continue to worship that. You don't need to worship the emperor.
那么犹太教是其中一个。
And the Jewish religion is one of them.
所以大概当时犹太人呢就毁谤基督徒说。
So at that time, the Jews were slandering the Christians.
基督徒所敬拜的不是我们圣经里面的神。
And then they pointed out that the what these Christians are worshiping is not the same God that we worship.
所以基督徒就失去了这个豁免了。
So the Christians would not be exempted for this.
那么他们拒绝去敬拜这个皇帝的时候，他最后就判死刑了。
So when they refused to worship this emperor, they were sentenced to death.
耶稣呢指出，这些犹太人呢是撒旦议会的人。
So Jesus pointing out these Jews are actually part of the synagogue of Satan.
他们才是敬拜假神的。
They are truly indeed the ones who worship not the true God.
你们才是敬拜真神的人。
And you are the one who worship the true God.
还有呢，耶稣用了一个字呢，很有趣的。
And also another word that Jesus used very interesting.
在我们中文圣经呢，翻译成为毁谤的话。
So in Chinese, we actually translate it into the slandering.
那英文其实也是这样子翻译。
Actually, the English translates the same thing.
但是本来这个字呢是亵渎的话。
And actually, this word is a derogatory term.
Blasphemy.
A blasphemy word.
那这个字我们就知道只用在神的身上。
And we all know that this word is only used for God.
所以呢，所有大部分的翻译本呢，都把它变为毁谤的话。
So, but all these translations turning that into slandering.
但是我想，主耶稣为什么用这个亵渎的话呢？就是 他听这些人所讲的话，不单只是诽谤教会，其实是也是亵渎他。
Oh, Jesus is using that word because not only that these were slandering, but they were also blaspheming.
所以耶稣基督是认同教会所受的患难。
So therefore, Jesus identified the kind of suffering that the church was going through.
耶稣知道我们的患难。
Jesus knows our suffering.
他不是大概知道，他是很清楚的知道。
He wasn't just only know a little bit, but he would indeed know a lot about it.
他不单是很清楚的知道，他还在他经验上面知道。
Not only did he just know about it, he also know in through his experience.
这个就是第八节里面讲到了，耶稣呢是这个死过又活的。
And that is what's being referred to in verse 8, that this is the one who died and come to life again.
耶稣的确呢，他自己经历贫穷。
And yes, indeed, that Jesus had suffered through this poverty.
他圣经讲到，他连枕头的地方也没有。
And that is indeed the scripture talk about that he does not have a place for his pillow.
他也经历毁谤。
He also experienced blasphemy.
连他的门徒也出卖他。
And even his disciples was denying him.
他最后经历患难。
And he would actually indeed suffer a lot of sufferings at the end.
他死在十字架上。
And in the end, he died on the cross.
所以当耶稣说我知道的时候
，So when Jesus said, "I know,"
这个其实对我们来说是最大的安慰。
And to us, this is the greatest of comfort.
因为他没有忘记我们。
Because he did not forget about us.
还有他，是跟我们走过同一条路。
And also he had walked down the same path with us.
所以圣经鼓励我们，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And therefore we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence.So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in a time of need.
那自然耶稣知道我们的患难。
So if Jesus knows about suffering,
那么为什么他还要容许我们继续在患难里面呢？
So why do you allow us to continue to be in this suffering?
这个就是我想提醒大家，患难中最大的误解呢，就是什么事情都会逢凶化吉。
So this is why I want to remind you that the biggest misunderstanding about suffering is that you'll be fine.
我们以为呢，我们祷告告诉神，我们面前的困难以后呢，那么很快他就会把这些事情解决了。
We prayed and actually think that we all these suffering that's in front of us eventually will be resolved.
但是其实，这个是我们对患难的一个误会。
But this is just a misunderstanding that we have towards suffering.
事实上呢，我们很多时候呢，安慰这些患难的弟兄姊妹呢，我们都会引用罗马书的一句话。
And a lot of times we, when we try to comfort those who are suffering, we use these verses from Romans.
我们说，万事都互相效力。
We'll say that all things would work together well.
我们的意思就是，将来会没事的。
Meaning maybe all that would be fine.
好像我们中国人说的苦尽甘来。
It's just like our Chinese would say, actually after all the bitterness and the sweetness would come.
但是呢，你发觉呢，耶稣写给士美拿教会的是，他不是这样子告诉他。
You see that's not how Jesus told the church in Smyrna.
他没有告诉他们明天会更好。
He didn't tell us tomorrow would be better.
事实上他告诉他明天会更差。
On the other hand, you told them actually tomorrow would be worse.
魔鬼呢要把你们中间几个人下在监里。
The devil would put some of you in prison.
你们必须受患难十日。
And you will suffer persecution 10 days.
你注意哦，耶稣不是说你受患难十日以后呢，你就放出来。他最后讲到，你勿要至死忠心。
And then he didn't just say, after 10 days you will be released. He said, you actually need to be faithful to the point of death.
也就是说呢，你要准备面对死亡。
In other words, telling us to actually to be facing death.
有一样事情你看这段圣经里面你就知道了。自然耶稣能够预先告诉这个教会的将来的时候，就表明呢，他是控制这个历史。
If you see that when the church, when Jesus can tell the church like this, he controls history.
患难是耶稣所安排的。
Suffering was prearranged by Jesus.
那么我们就会问，为什么神会安排患难给基督徒呢？
So you might ask, why, how come Jesus arranged suffering for Christians?
这个就是有弟兄姐妹问我，为什么神允许这个年轻人打死九个基督徒呢？
So you may ask, how come God allowed this young person to kill 9 Christians?
当时有人问我的时候，我只可以告诉他我不知道。
At that time, when somebody asked me, I would only tell them I don't know.
但是呢，我想到，我们人看历史的时候，只能够看到一个片段。
So when we reminds us that when we look at history, we can only look at a certain section.
但是如果你看耶稣的时候呢，他吩咐自己呢，正拿首先的幕后的。
But you can see for Jesus, he is the beginning and the end.
换句话说，他是掌管历史的。
In other words, he controls history.
他能够从看一件事情的时候呢，他可以360度的全面的看这个事情。
So when he sees something, he can actually see 360 degrees the entire event.
这个就是为什么呢，很多时候神给人的评语跟我们的感受很不一样呢。
And that is why what Jesus kind of judge us actually towards how we perceive it are totally different.
比方说呢，他说这个教会是很贫穷的，我知道你的贫穷。
He might say that the church is very poor. I know you're very poor.
但是耶稣在后面说，你们却是富足的。
But towards the end, Jesus said, even though you're rich.
还有呢，在第十节里面呢，他告诉我们呢，患难的一个目的。
He also in verse 10, he told us the object of the suffering.
就是要叫你们被试炼。
And that is that you are subjected to the test.
保罗呢曾经简直形容他的人生。
And Paul once described his life this way.
他说呢，他的人生就好像一台戏一样。
And then he would describe his life is almost like a spectacle to the whole universe.
给世人跟天使观看。
So that be observed by the angels and also humans.
那么这些人在看什么？
And what are these people watching?
就是看你在不同环境里面你会有什么反应。
And that is how you react to different circumstances at different times.
基督徒常常夸口他的神怎么怎么好。
And Christians quite often brag about how great his God is.
那么你在患难的时候还会坚持的相信他吗？
So during suffering, do you still insist on that?
我记得呢，好像是上个月呢，我讲到一个故事有关我自己的。
And I recall maybe last month I tell you a story about myself.
就是呢，我见到我一个旧同学，他不是一个基督徒。
And that is, I ran into my old colleagues in school that he's not a Christian.
那么呢，他听到我呢，读完神学以后有两年还没找到教会的时候呢，他就问我是不是罪人犯。
And then he asked me after two years of not have been able to find a job after seminary, that is almost like eating the softened rice, which is more of a derogatory term about relying on his wife.
其实这个故事我还没讲完哦。
Actually, I have not finished the story.
因为呢，当时呢，我是去加州去看我的同学嘛。
And then actually, I went to California to see my friend.
那么呢，第二天另外一个旧同学请吃饭的时候呢，这一位同学我叫他。P 啦，他又来了。
Okay, so actually, at the dinner, another friend, let's call him P, he came again.
那么呢，我们就坐下来又谈起来。
So we sat down and chatted again.
然后呢，他就告诉我。
Then he told me.
最近几年呢，我身边的亲人一个一个信耶稣。
And that is his relatives around him actually one by one become Christian.
他们每一个人呢讲见证的时候呢，都告诉我呢，神怎么保守他的平安。
So they were when they tell the story, they tell us how God protect them and keep them peaceful.
他说只有你呢是把你困难的日子告诉我。
Only you are the one who told me about your suffering.
他说呢听了以后呢我才觉得呢这个信仰是一个真实的信仰。
So after hearing that, I can see that your faith is a true faith.
那么呢当天呢他就告诉我一个事情。
So at this, on that same day, he told me an event.
他说呢其实呢我过去几年呢因为生病呢我不能再上班了。
So actually, for the last few years, because of illness, I have not been able to work.
所以呢，他有一段时间呢，也是自愿犯。
So actually, for a certain time, he was doing the same thing.
所以呢，他讲这句话的时候，其实是告诉，其实是表达他心里面的痛苦。
So when he said that, he actually describing the suffering that he had in his heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们周围的人其实都在看我，看我们。
So,Brothers and sisters, those who everyone around us are all observing us.
他们看我们在患难的时候，你有什么反应？
So they watch and see how you react during under suffering.
他想知道你在患难里面的时候，你还不会，还会不会坚持是相信神？
So they want to know under during the suffering, do you still insist on your faith?
很多时候我们在患难里面的反应。维持你口里面传福音的能力呢更强。
And then quite often how we react to this suffering is much stronger than how you share the gospel.
因为呢你的见证最能够说服人。
Because this is kind of witness can persuade others.
最后呢当人去面对患难的时候，
At the end, when men face sufferings,
什么事情是最重要呢？
What is the most important thing?
我相信呢，不是你要告诉神你的苦。
I believe it's not that you can tell God what kind of suffering you are going through.
因为神他说我知道了。
Because God said He already know.
也不是呢，你要逃避这个患难。
And it's also not that you are trying to get away from this suffering.
因为神告诉你，患难是他所安排的，要来试验你。
Because God told us these sufferings are all prearranged from Him to test you.
那么什么事情是最重要呢？
And that is what is the most important thing?
就是你要通过这个考验。
That is you are can pass the test.
耶稣在这个。也给这个士美拿教会的信里面呢，他没有指责他们任何的事情。
So when the letter that was written to the church in Smyrna, he did not point out anything that wrong with the church.
他只要求他们做两件事情。
He only asked them to do two things.
第一样事情呢，就是你不要怕。
The first thing is do not be afraid.
当我读到很多基督徒呢他们受苦的见证的时候
When I read about different Christians and how they witness or how they suffer
有的时候他们给人砍头啊笑死啊或者看见他的家人在他们面前死啊
A lot of times you can see that they were beheaded or burned by fire or see their relatives suffering
那么我就问自己，你怎么可能不怕
？I ask myself, how can you not be afraid?
我就想起呢，一个人的故事，他叫Corrie Ten Boom。
It reminds me of someone's story. Her name is Corrie Ten Boom.
他全家人在第二次世界大战的时候，为了保护这些犹太人，最后给德军出去坐牢了。
So during the Second World War, his family, because they were protecting the Jews, The entire family was caught in the prison.
最后只有他一个人呢可以生存。
But at the end, she was the only survivor.
他小年轻的时候呢他很怕死。
And when she was young, she was very much afraid of dying.
所以呢他有一天就抱着他爸爸在哭啊。
And one day she's holding on to her father and cried.
那么他爸爸就告诉 Corey 一件事情。
So the father told Corey one thing.
第一天我送你上火车的时候你是什么时候拿到这个车票呢
So when I send you onto the train, when do you get the train tickets?
Corey 说是上车的这一刻。
And that is the minute I get on the train.
他说对了父神呢也知道我们的需要。
Indeed, our father knows our needs.
你不需要忧虑。
You don't have to worry.
当你面对死亡的时候
When you face death,
你会发现在你内心里面有足够的力量去面对死亡。
You'll find in your heart you have enough faith to face death.
Just in time. 不会迟也不会早。
You would, they would come just in time, well, not only too early and not too late.
耶稣除了告诉这个教会不用怕以外
And not only did Jesus told them that the church does not, do not have to be afraid
还有呢就是勿要致死忠心
And that is be faithful even to the point of death
患难面对患难最主要的不是要保住自己的生命
When you face suffering the most important thing is not to hang on to your life
反而呢最重要的事情就是要通过考验
The most important thing is to pass the test
如果这个考验是要你的命呢耶稣说那么你就放弃你的生命
If this test requires you to give up your life then you would give up your life
你要选择忠心不要选择生存
You would want you to choose faithfulness not life
因为当你选择忠心的时候你最后会得到生命的冠冕
Because if you choose faithfulness you would receive your life as your victor's crown
这个都是永生的意思
This is that was what it means by eternal life
在启示录第七章里面呢记载了有一个情形
The Revelation chapter 7 recorded a certain event
就是有数不尽的人呢在神的宝座前面
And there is a lot of people would be right in front of God's throne
他们身穿白衣
They were all wearing white
那么约翰就问这些人是什么人来的
So John was asking who are these people where are they from
十五节里面呢圣经就解释了
In the verse 15 the scripture explains
所以他们在神的宝座前之前呢他解释了这些人呢就是从大灾难出来的人
And the, these are people who came through the great tribulation
他们是怎么出来的
How do they come through?
就是为主牺牲他们的生命
And that is they gave up their life for Christ.
但是呢在十五节里面呢就形容他们在天堂的生命
And the verse 15 is described the life that they have in heaven.
所以呢他十五节说所以他们在神宝座前昼夜的在他殿中侍奉他做宝座的要用大磨覆备他们他们再不再不喝热头和炎热也不再伤害他们因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们领他们到生命的水泉源神也必撤去他们一切的眼泪
So this is how they were described they were serving God day and night in the temple andwho sits on the throne and shelter them from his presence, they would never be hungry, nor thirst. The sun would not be down on them, nor any scorching heat. But the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
耶稣告诉我们得胜的第二次的是不会害他们。
Jesus told us that the second time of this victorious life will not harm us.
换句话说呢，第一次的死亡不恐怖啊。
In other words, the first death is not that awful.
第二次的死亡才恐怖。
The second death is the one that is really bad.
但是如果你忠心的时候，你不需要怕第二次的死亡。
But if you're faithful, you don't have to worry about the second death.
我们今天其实也会为了我们的信仰面对患难。
And today we will face persecution for our faith.
比方说你的同学可能会嘲笑你。
For example, your school friends might mock at you.
他捉弄你以后呢，他告诉你你是基督徒啊，不能生气啊。
So after they mock you, they would say, you're a Christian, you cannot be angry.
可能呢，你因为持守圣经的原则呢，你做善意呢会吃亏。
Or because you found the scripture principle when you are actually running a business, you may end up losing money.
而且你坚持星期天来教会，你就不能参与你喜欢的活动。
Or if you insist on coming to church on Sunday, that you cannot participate in the activities that you like.
但是我希望大家记得，耶稣告诉我们，我知道你的患难。
But I want to remind you that Jesus told us that He knows our suffering.
主耶稣不但只知道，还是很清楚的知道。
Not only did Jesus know about it, he would know that very well.
问题就是你相不相信神知道呢
？The question is, do you believe that God knows?
神在以赛亚书49章里面讲到，妇人焉能忘记他赐奶的婴孩，不怜恤他所生的儿子呢？是话有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
In Isaiah 49:15, it says, Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
如果你能够相信神知道的时候，你就会得到安慰。
If you trust that God knows what you're suffering, then you'll be comforted.
还有呢，就是我们面对患难的时候，我们最首要的事情不是要逃避这个患难。
So when we face suffering,The most important thing is not to try to get away from this suffering.
你要知道神安排这个事情的时候，他的目的是要试验我们。
So when you have to see that when God arranged all that, the whole point is to test us.
让全世界的人去看我们的反应。
So let the whole world see our reaction.
所以我们不要怕患难。
So let us not be afraid of suffering.
反而好像主耶稣说要至死忠心
And that is, but yet, just like what Jesus said, be faithful unto death.
当你坚持做的时候，你都会得到神生命的冠冕
And then, when you do that, you will receive the crown of life.
最后圣灵说有耳的就应当听
And then Jesus said, he who has ears, let him hear.
四美拿教会有没有听圣灵的话呢
Did the church in Smyrna listen to the God's words?
我们可以从教会历史里面找到答案。
We can find that out from church history.
主后156年
in 156 AD,
这个就是距离启示录60年以后。
And that is 60 years after the book of Revelation was written.
罗马政府要通缉士美拿教会的长老。
And the Roman Emperor wants to get rid of all the elders in the Church of Smyrna.
这个长老的名字呢，就是波里贾。
The name of the elder was Polycarp.
他最初的时候是藏起来的。
Initially, he was hiding.
后来呢，神让他知道呢，神他是会神的正道的时候呢，他就再没有逃避，就坐在这里等罗马的兵来捉拿他。
And after God told him he would be martyred, so he was waiting for the Roman soldiers to come.
所以最后罗马官把他 坐起来的时候呢，就说我现在给你一个机会。
So when he was caught, he told the Romans, "Now I give you an opportunity."
如果你咒诅耶稣敬拜凯撒的时候，马上我就释放你。
And he was told that if you curse God and worship the emperor, I will forgive you.
鲍尼贾呢，他就这样子回答。
Polycarp replied this way.
他说呢，我侍奉耶稣86年，他没有亏待我，我怎么可能咒诅呢？紧咒我的王呢？
He responded by saying, 86 years have I served him and he never did me any injury. How can then can he blaspheme my king and my savior?
那么这个官就恐吓他。
The soldiers would actually threaten him.
他说，你不怕我把你烧死吗？
You are not afraid that I would burn you alive?
那么这个长老他就回答说，面前的火呢，只是一瞬之间呢就熄灭了，但是地狱的火呢，却是烧到永远。
This Polycarp replied, the fire I face would also come and go, but yet the eternal fire in hell would last forever.
最后他就被绑起来烧死了。
Eventually, he was tied up and burned to death.
他死之前呢，他就祷告。
Before he died, he prayed.
他说：“我主我神，我谢谢你，虽然我是配为你殉道，又能分尝耶稣的杯，为此我称颂你。”阿门。
He said the following: "He said, 'O Lord God Almighty, I give you thanks that you count me worthy to be numbered among your martyrs. Sharing the cup of Christ, I praise you for all these things.'" Amen.
鲍尼贾呢？我想他60年前呢，当他的教会受到耶稣的信的时候，他也听到耶稣的教训。
So I believe Polycarp, when he received the letter, he would also was trained by these teaching.
他读到启示录的时候，大概他是20岁。
When he read the book of Revelation, perhaps he was around 20 years old.
他没有忘记耶稣的话。
He did not forget God's words, Jesus' words.
以知道他至死忠心
until the point of death and yet the faithful death.
十四世美拿教会呢，是启示录7间教会的唯一一间教会，到现在还是有很活泼的基督教的教会在当地存在的。
And Smyrna Church is one of the only church is even today has still very alive church till now today.
原因就是他们听了耶稣的话。
The reason is because they heard Jesus' words.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你知道我们的苦难。
Because you know our suffering.
你也曾经自己经历这些患难。
Because you also have gone through these sufferings yourself.
我们相信我们所面对的都是神你所安排的。
We trust that whatever we face is also what you have arranged.
我们知道我们不要怕这些苦难。
We know that we don't have to be afraid of these sufferings.
我们也知道神希望我们至死忠心。
We know that you want us to be faithful and faithful until death.
就求主，当我们面对这个考验的时候，等你给足够的力量给我们去面对。
We ask that as we face this test that you give us enough strength to face it.
给我们信心去接受神你的考验。
Give us faith so that we would receive these tests.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.